Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hauler. Yeah, I think I know.
Yes. Right.
Anyway.
You quit baiting me. Yeah, I know.
I'm waiting.
You stop that.
Waiting for you to jump right in.
Put
your foot in your mouth. Yeah. Let's go on to some poetry then.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, Dick Warwick is riding along with us. He is reciting a great Australian bush poem. This is Said Hanrahan.
We'll all be ruined, said Hanrahan, in accents most forlorn, outside the church ere Mass began one frosty Sunday morn. The congregation stood about, coat collars to the ears, and talked of stock and crops and drought as it had done for years.
"It's looking crook," said Daniel Croak. "Bedad, it's crook, me lad. But never since the banks went broke has seasons been so bad."
"It's dry all right," said young O'Neill,
with which astute remark he squatted down upon his heel and chewed a piece of bark. And so around the chorus ran, "It's keepin' dry, no doubt."
"We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out. The crops are done. You'll have your work to save one bag of grain. From here way out to back of Burke, they're singing out for rain. They're singing out for rain," he said, "and all the tanks are dry."
The congregation scratched its head and gazed around the sky.
"There won't be grass in any case, enough to feed an ass. There's not a blade on Casey's place as I came down to Mass."
"If rain don't come this month," said Dan, and cleared his throat to speak.
"We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if rain don't come this week."
A heavy silence seemed to steal on all at his remark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed a piece of bark.
"We want an inch of rain, we do,"
O'Neill observed at last. But Croak maintained we wanted two to put the danger past.
"If we don't get 3 inches, man, or 4 to break this drought, we'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out."
In God's good time down came the rain, and all the afternoon on iron roof and window pane it drummed a homely tune. And through the night it pattered still, and lightsome, gladsome elves on dripping spout and window sill kept talking to themselves. It pelted, pelted all day long, a singing at its work, till every heart took up the song way out to back of Burke. And every creek a banker ran, and dams filled over top.
"We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if this rain doesn't stop."
And stop it did in God's good time, and spring came into fold, a mantle o'er the hills sublime of green and pink and gold. And days went by on dancing feet with harvest hopes immense, and laughing eyes beheld the wheat nid nodding o'er the fence. And oh, the smiles on every face as happy lad and lass through grass knee-deep on Casey's place came riding down to Mass. While round the church in clothes genteel discoursed the men of mark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed a piece of bark.
"There'll be bushfires for sure, me man. There will, without a doubt. We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out."
Oh, yeah, we've all got friends like that. "If we don't get any rain, we're going to be ruined. If it don't stop raining, we're going to be ruined."
Yeah.
Is that not a typical rancher, that stockman, is farmer?
Yeah. It's good to hear that it happens down in Australia, as well as it does here, right?
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I know.
I think I know.
So I got to tell this story.
It's not about me, I got to tell the story
of my buddy Glenn Hollenbeck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
This is okay.
He thinks he knows how to put up a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Oh, my
goodness.
First
mistake.
All right. And this happened several different years. I think one year he decided to put it in a lick tub with a bunch of sand and gravel and stuff like
great
that.
Great idea.
Yeah. Another year he's in there and the tree is too tall. So he grabs the chainsaw and cranks it up in the living room.
Atta boy, Glenn.
Blue smoke all over the place. Yeah. Yvonne was not too pleased.
She was not happy.
Not real happy with him. And I don't think it was Glenn that did this one, but another friend I have nailed the tree to the floor.
To the floor.
Yeah, I couldn't get the stand to work.
Now.
And just decided to heck with it.
I have a store-bought tree stand.
Yes.
We know the quality of a store-bought tree stand.
Trash.
So yeah. I did. I sheetrocked it to the floor. I had to. It kept bending. Yeah.
Well, do you have Dad's old tree stand? He took a disc and he welded a lag bolt up through it.
And then
screwed the tree onto it.
Where'd that go?
I don't know where that went, but I'm going to do that.
That's a great idea.
Well, we don't have... all right, I'm confessing here.
Uh-huh.
We rarely put up a tree anymore. It's just Jacqueline and I.
You screwed.
I know. Well, I made her a little horseshoe Christmas tree, and it sits on top of the wood stove.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Old Tannenbaum.
That's it for us
Do
anymore.
Do you sing the song when you put it on the stove?
No, we just slap her on the stove.
And we're done.
Maybe there'll be an ornament on it, maybe not. It depends on who comes to visit. Because whoever comes to visit, if they want decorations,
they got to
put them up.
There you go.
And they get taken down before they leave.
Guess what?
What?
I still got lights up.
Well, see, that's the best way to do it.
Well, I have something to guide me to the outhouse.
You're ready for next year. You're already there.
Well, and they come on at night.
Yeah, there you go.
And it guides me to the outhouse.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. There you go. Hey, we probably better end the show.
What?
Yeah. The late Chuck Pyle is riding along with us, though. This is a great song. This is 40 Days of Rain.
Elton Evans, I live out in the country, a half a mile past where the last road ends. This dry land was my daddy's, and it was his daddy's too, and what I am is all I've ever been. What I am is all I've ever been. Across the way, the Thompson place sold out late last year. His wife said hanging on was just insane. Yeah, it's true, the kids are gone. They're not coming back any more than we'll see 40 days of rain. Any more than we'll see 40 days of rain. Sometimes get the thunder when the rain's what you need. Sometimes all that you can do is pray. Lately I've been praying hard for 40 days of rain to come and wash the whole damn place away. Just to come and wash the whole damn place away. 2 years ago the fields burned up, left us bad in debt. Last year it was more or less the same. Someday this land may take me, but it can't take me.
take me yet, 'cause I'm waiting on those 40 days of rain. Yeah, I'm waiting on those 40 days of rain. Sometimes you get the thunder when the rain is what you need. Sometimes all you could do is pray. Lately I've been praying hard for 40 days of rain to come and wash the whole damn place away. Come and wash the whole damn place away. Next to you, you might find me here, waiting for the flood. Maybe 40 days of thunder, 40 days of mud. It's not the life that most would choose, but it's my life just the same. Living on a dry land farm, waiting for the rain. Living on a dry land farm, waiting for the rain. Sometimes you get the thunder when the rain what you need. Sometimes all you can do is pray. Nowadays I'm praying hard for 40 days of rain to come and wash the whole damn place away. To come and wash the whole damn place away. My name is Elton Evans. I live out in the country, half a mile where the last road ends. This dry land was my daddy's land. It was his daddy's too. What I am is all I've ever been. What I am is all I've
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
No. I think I know.
Do you think you know?
I think I know.
Or do you know?
Yeah, I think I know. I think I know how to weld.
Ouch.
All right, there man. You go. Okay, I'm a better cowboy welder than most cowboy welders. Our dad was a cowboy welder.
On a forge.
Yeah. Well, okay, now on a forge. None. He was an expert. Yes.
Arc welder?
Forget it.
Not so much.
Nope. Yeah. I watched him repair a cooker, a Santa Maria-style grill that he had made out of a water trough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I watched him repair some welds. And I'm in high school, okay, and I'm taking shop class.
We're welders.
And we've got people critiquing our welds all the time. And I looked at that, and I didn't say a word, but I just shook my head.
Well, Dick's same way, all right?
Yeah, okay.
When he welded,
yeah,
he says, my welds never break. It just breaks right next to it.
Right next to the weld, yeah. The metal next to it.
Yeah, breaks. The metal next to it.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Oh, my gracious, yeah. I think I know how to cure colic, right? Yeah. Goes back to that great story that I was told by Kelly Clegg.
Yeah?
Yeah, the horse that colicked. They tried all the home remedies.
The onion.
The water, the walking, the mineral oil, everything. Then the whole onion.
Did he peel it?
Stuck. I don't know. See, I don't. My guess is, yeah, it was probably peeled, stuffed it up the horse's hind end, and then that's when he said the mineral oil started kicking in. They finally got the horse to the vet, and they got the horse out of the trailer in the vet's parking lot, and that's when everything came loose. Said he shot the onion clear across the parking lot.
Problem solved.
Yep, never mind. Don't need your help.
I'm good.
Doc, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good.
Never mind.
Onion.
An onion. Onion. All right.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Research that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, really?
That's right, yeah. To the annual Clear Out West Branding Show. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, I think I know all about that. And that.